AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At an Indigenous reserve in Saskatchewan in Canada, police are warning residents the suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage over the weekend might be nearby. The other suspect is dead. 10 people were stabbed to death. Sharon and William Works are friends of one of the 10 people killed.
Oh, boy.
Never used to lock the doors and nobody around here until this happened. Yeah. And this will be the third murder in around Weldon that we know of. Since I've been here since 1964.
People on the James Smith Cree First Nation Reserve are being told to stay inside. U.S. intelligence says the Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. White House advisor John Kirby says this says a lot about Vladimir Putin.
It is just another indication of how desperate Putin's becoming. He's buying drones from Iran. Now he's got to buy artillery rounds from North Korea.
The provocative move by North Korea comes as the Biden administration has become increasingly concerned about stepped-up activity by North Korea in pursuit of nuclear weapons. Police in Memphis, Tennessee say they identified a woman's body found in the city.
First, I'd like to express our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and numerous others who have been impacted by the tragic and heinous kidnapping of Eliza Fletcher.
Police Chief C.J. Davis says Fletcher was forced into an SUV Friday morning. A suspect is in custody in Memphis. Security video from a rural county in Georgia shows local election and Republican Party officials were there when voting equipment was accessed in what the Secretary of State's office calls an unauthorized breach. A civil rights activist, a business owner, and lawyer are among the 10 people killed in a float plane that crashed in the waters of Washington's Puget Sound. Stocks were lower, the Dow down 143 points. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron is calling for a sharp drop in energy use.
Macron's remarks come amid tensions with supplier Russia over the war in Ukraine. Macron says the best energy is that which we don't consume, urging businesses and households to save energy. That includes turning down heating and air conditioning. Macron warns forced energy savings might have to be considered in the coming months if voluntary energy saving isn't sufficient. He adds energy rationing plans are being prepared in case, and that cuts will happen as a last resort. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A New Mexico State District Court judge has disqualified County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump co-founder Coy Griffin from holding public office for his involvement in last year's Capitol riot. Griffin was convicted in federal court of a misdemeanor for entering Capitol grounds without going inside the building. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.